Okay, today's daf is Erev and Daf Samach Hey. As we continue Samach Dalet Amud Beis, let's pick up a couple of lines up from the bottom, just finishing up the prior story, and then we'll get up to new discussions on today's daf. Amar Mar, let's start with the fourth wide line on Samach Dalet Amud Beis. This is just finishing up the previous Gemara. Ve'en ma'avirin ala ochlin. Gemara says that if I see food on the floor, I'm not allowed to pass by. Can't be just leave it. It's covet. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created this food. The food is valuable, and I have to pick it up and put it down in a proper place, dispose of it properly. Amar Biyochanan Rav Shimon ben Yochai Lo Shanu Ela B'Daras HaRishonim. This is only by the Daras HaRishonim that one is allowed and maybe even obligated to pick up the food. Shein Benos Yisrael Prutzos Bikshafim, because then Benos Yisrael weren't it wasn't prevalent to have spells or magic. Or kishuf, so therefore there was no danger in picking up the food. But in times where there's a danger of kishuf on the food, you don't know if it was a type of spell that was put on, so then it is not appropriate, and it's not advisable to pick up the food. Tana, shleimin ma'avirin, petitere ma'avirin. Shleimin, the Brisa says, maybe shleimin, whole items of food, one can be passed by. Petit din mavir, and then you don't pass by because there's no chash of kishuf on broken pieces. They only do it on whole items. Whole items are more significant, right? In Hilchas Brachas, we know that too. But even the Baalei kishuf know that small items are different. Amalei Ravasi, the Rav Ashi, va petitin lo avdin. They don't do kishuf on pieces. Vaksiv, Pasuk says in Yechezkel, vatachalena osi el ami b'sha'alei sa'orim uvitotai lechem. So you see, they were mechala, they disgraced me, including in that is pitut, petitim. Petitim are pieces. So the Gemara answers, no, the shakli be'igrayu. That's only referring to pieces that they took as schar for what they did. Not that they actually put kishuf on the pieces. So, therefore, it comes out, the lamaskana, that one can pick up the pieces, even at a time when kishuf is prevalent. Okay, that's just finishing up the sugyas of Ma'avirin al ha'ochel, which was related to, so the past 2 days of speaking about Shasui and Shikar. We'll get to a couple of other points about that today. But now we start bottom line. Amr of Sheshes Mishum Rav Elazar ben Azariah. Says Rav Elazar ben Azariah, Yachol ani liftar es kol ha'olam kulam min adin. If it was up to me, I have a way to exempt all of us. When we stand in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I have an excuse. I have a way to get us all off the hook, says Rav Elazar ben Azariah. Miyom shachar beis hamikdash vad achshav. At least post-churban. Post-churban. In the times of the churban, okay, I'm not sure. I can't figure that one out, says Rav Elazar ben Azariah. But since churban abayis, afterwards, so I have a way to potter everybody, except everyone from Din. Shene Emar, how do I do that? Because in Yishayahu, the Pasuk describes all of us as drunk. V'lachein, Sheminazos Aniya Ushechuras V'lomiyayin. We're drunk, not from wine. We're drunk from Tsaris. We're drunk from trials and tribulations. But we're drunk after all of the pogroms and the holocausts and everything that we've been through. So if we're drunk, we're potter. Because somebody who's drunk, as we had a little bit of yesterday's daf, right? We're not responsible. Second line in Rashi on top. Shehein ba'ab shehein. Rashi's lashon is shogigin, or our lashon is shikorim ve'inet fasim alavonam. So that's his excuse that he got potter because we're all drunk from tsaris. If you remember, we had a gemara earlier on daf mem aleph at the beginning of the fourth parak, that digduke anius is ma'avirin es ha'adam al das kono. Right, we had three things. Tanur Rabbanan, the Gemara said there. Gimel dvar ma'avirin es ha'adam al da'ato al das kono. Three things make a person go crazy and also violate the da'as of his creator. Elohein, ovde kochavim, right, an idolater who tries to force me to do something. Veruach ra'a, and evil spirits inside. Vidigduke anius, and abject poverty. Right, so those kind of situations are mavra persons. Here too, that's part of it. That mavra al das kono. This is ikapater us min hadin. There is a similar gemara, a similar line in the gemara that comes up in Maseches Sukkah that some are familiar with. The gemara talks about in the name of Rav Shimon bar Yochai. The gemara says on mem hayim abeis. Amar Rav Shimon bar Yochai. Where's the Gemara? Here it is. Amar v'yom yom shem yachai. Yachal ani loftaras kol olam kulam in adin. V'yom shenivresi ad ata. But a little different lashon. Our Gemara Blazim Ben Azariah is, I could pata the whole world post Churban Abayis, because his issue was Tsaras. Here is, I can pater everybody from the day the world was created, the day that I was created, the day that I was born until now. Meaning, Eliezer b'ni imi miyom shenivra ha'olam ad achshav. And with my son Eliezer, the schuyos that we have, so even from the day the world was created, v'malei Yotam ben Uziyahu imanu miyom shenivra ha'olam ad sofo. So he talks about a similar discussion of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah and Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai in our Gemara. If you remember, we mentioned in Parsha Shir a couple of weeks ago that statement of Rav Shimon ben Yochai. So the Gemara there doesn't say explicitly why he would say that he could pat to the world. Our Gemara is Shchuras Vomayayim because of the Shikar defense. There, it just sounds like Zechuyos, but it's not Dav. Doesn't say it explicitly. So we mentioned out there at Drush, a fascinating Ha'ara that was made by putting three Rav Shimon Yochai's together. Number one, that Gemara, that from the day that the world was created, from the day that I was created, or I could pater the world. Number two, this is in Ilahe Moadai. Number two is a Gemara in Shabbos of Sadi Beis, where we had a couple of months ago. The Gemara says, Shnayim Sha'asa'uhu. Two people who do a malacha on Shabbos. So what do we paskin? We paskin, well, if they could have done it by themselves and they do it together, then they're pater. It's asadur rabbanan. But if one person couldn't have done it by himself and then they do it together, they're chayiv. That's what we paskin. Rav Shimon paters. Rav Shimon paters, even in the case of ze eno yachol ve ze eno yachol. That's Rav Shimon shita. Two people are involved in something, always pater. And then a third. You put the Gemara in Sukkah, the Gemara in Shabbos. And then a third. The Mechilta Rashbi. Rav Shimon ben Yochai. A third Gemara. This is also a third source. It's also a Gemara, but here it's quoted from Rashbi. The Gemara says that there is a mashal given in the Medrash of a king who has a special orchard, and he puts beautiful wood and fruit growing in the orchard, and he puts into the orchard two shomrim. One lame shomer who can't walk, and one blind shomer. Puts them together in the orchard. He says, you guys watch the orchard. So they start talking to each other. And the lame guy says, wow, there's amazing, beautiful fruit up there, but I can't move. And the blind one says, well, I can't see what you're talking about, but I can move. So what happens? The lame person goes on the shoulders of the blind person, of the shomer, and they walk over and they take all the fruit. Comes the balabayas. The balabayas comes back and he sees what happened. They're not on the shoulders anymore. And he says, what happened here? And the lame one says, well, I can't move. I couldn't have done it. And the blind one says, well, I can't see anything, so I couldn't have done it. So the Balabai says, oh, I see that, you're right. But you know what? He takes the lame one, puts him on the blind person's back, and says, okay, now I'm going to don you. Because, you know, together you do it. So Lasalava, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the major says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to come to us and say, you know, what'd you do? Our goof is going to say, I'm nothing. I can't move. I'm in the ground. And the neshama is going to say, well, I'm all flying all over the place. I'm a spiritual being. What can I do? So what's HaKadosh Baruch Hu going to do? He's going to take the neshama, put it into the goof, and say, okay, now I'm going to judge you. Now I'm going to judge you. Says that's the Medrash of Shimon ben Yochai. Says the Elohim Moad, I put this all together. Rav Shimon ben Yochai himself always holds Shnayim Sha'asa'uhu is always Pater. So he's Pater. Right? So they're not going to be responsible. So putting it all together, that's the Gemara in Sukkah. Yochal Ani Yoftar is called Lab Kulo. That's how I can Pater everyone. So that's the thought that we said a couple of weeks ago relating to Lag BaOmer of Shimon ben Yochai, but that's the other place in Shas where this lashon comes up of Yochal Ani Liftar Es Kol HaOlam Kulo. You have it again here from Elazar ben Azariah based on World Drunk, and we have it there in Meseches Sukkah in the name of Rav Shimon ben Yochai. Okay, we continue. Says the Gemara on the fourth line, Meisvei. Is it really true that a shikar is not responsible for anything? Says the Tosefta in Shrumos, shikar mekro mekachu memkro memkar. What do you mean? If somebody's drunk, so they still, their kinyanim are kinyanim, their sales are sales. Avar aveira sheish b'misa. If they violate an aveira, that's chayav misa. Mamisa noso. They're chayav misa. Malkis malkin noso. So klal shel davar, if they're somewhat drunk, harehu kapikeach l'chol dvarav, ela shepatim ben tefila. Right, they're only pater from tefila. They're responsible. All their other actions are considered actions. They're only pater for exempt from tefila, as came up on yesterday's daf. there are Reb Chaim Brisker, in terms of his special kavana that one has to have during tefillah. There are many gemara, there are many halachas. There's about five or six halachos. Difference in halacha between Kriya Shema and tefillah. Kriya Shema and tefillah. Tefillah is the ultimate state that one has to be in. It's the amita lefnei Hashem. The gemara talks about, are you allowed to daven without a shirt on? So the gemara talks about me'ikara, is that not good? A man. So it's not good, but for Shimon Esrei, no. For Kriya Shema, there's a little more flexibility in terms of somebody doesn't have a choice, because that's not a mitzvah lefnei Hashem. There are four or five halachas mentioned in Misachas Brachas related to the difference. But here, so that's why if you're in a state of shichrus, you're putter from tefillah. But you're, everything else that you are responsible for, and you are considered a bardas. So what does Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah mean? That, I can putter everybody. So the Gemara says, okay, you're right, this is what he meant. Ma yecholni liftar dekamar nami bidin tefillah. That's what he meant to say. I could pater everybody from having to daven properly and having to have good, proper kavana, because they're drunk from tsaris, and therefore, that's what I meant to say. Rashi on the third line, imdanin osan al shalohayu mispalin bekavana yochalani lapotron. That's what I mean. I could pater them from not having proper kavana. Right? That's what Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah meant. Amr Rabbi Chanina, finishing up this section of Shechrus, Lo Shanu El Shalom Higiyah L'Shechrus HaShalot. This is only everything that we've said up till now, that a person has is responsible for his actions, and his actions are considered halachically binding, is where he's not totally stone drunk. Meaning he's still what we would call Shasui. In halacha, there are different levels. They are somebody who had a little drink and it basically doesn't affect them. They are somebody who's a Shasui. Shasui cannot drive. Cannot drive for sure, and is still with it, knows what's going on, but they feel heavy, and they're affected by it. So that's where the Gemara says, Mekach, Menkho, Mekach, Menkho, Memkar, you still know what's going on. Shechrusa Shalot, nothing, person's gone. So then, they're not chayiv in anything. Avali Gil, Shechrusa Shalot, Patur Mikulam. But that's the difference between the two. The Gemara here says, the Marsha reflects it. So the Gemara here is comparing Galus to Shasui, not to Shechrus HaShalot. Because Shechrus HaShalot is totally gone. Interesting, the Gemara doesn't say that. You know, certain times in history we would say we're totally stone drunk from Tsaris. So the Marsha says the Gemara doesn't go that far, because maybe we have Das Kal. Rabbi Yaakov Emden says Das Klishta. We have a little bit of Das in terms of what we're doing. We don't want to like not get any credit for any of the mitzvahs that we do in our state of Galus. So there has to be some level of Das. But Rav Elazar ben Azariah's point is well taken, and that is in terms of the excuse that he's trying to give to Klal Yisrael. If you look at the Chashukei Chemed, we're going to have a couple of interesting halachic discussions today. He says, a case, one of the time that comes up, hopefully not too often. It was Purim. Reuven was drunk, he was walking in the street, and as he was walking, he was banging into people's mirrors, and he broke a couple of mirrors. And the question is, the Baalei Mechoniyot come to him after Purim, they saw what happened, and they said, you know, that you're responsible. Reuven's like, I have no idea. I don't remember. It could be that you're right. Ela Toein, he says, but I remember what it says in Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch says that the Rama quotes, right? Imhizik echadas chaveiro mikoach simchas purim pater milashalim. So, you know, I'd like to follow the halacha, but isn't that a Shulchan Aruch? Right? That's what the Rama says. So, says Rav Zilberstein, the first mocker, what do you quote? Our Gemara. Ervin Samachay. The Gemara says, lo sharanel shalig yil shakrus shalot. If you don't remember what happened, lachor that shakrus shalot, and you should be pater milashalim. And he quotes this from others as well. But he says, you can't forget the Bach. The Tshuvas HaBach. The Bach was asked a similar question about a wedding. There was a wedding that somebody was at, Chasan Lekala, and one of the guests was being Misameach, and he broke a couple of glasses. At the wedding. And the Bach says, She'ein Safik, She'gam Shikar Kalot Chayiv. He says, no. I think even Shechrus HaShalot is chayiv. Their mitzvahs aren't significant and they don't work. But in terms of hezek, I think they're chayiv. Why? Because you shouldn't have gotten yourself into that situation in the first place. At this moment, you're right. You have no control. But he says, "Hayelo liyizar mitchila shol yistaker klum ulahazik as harabim demian sola his taker kolkach adol yada ma'ika avid v'kivish shahaones bami menu chayiv v'nezikin." Chayiv and Ezekiel. Maybe Shechruz HaShalom will be a case where, I guess the Bach would have to say, where it wasn't, you know, your own actions that got you into the situation. But if it was you, you chose to get into the state of Shechruz HaShalom and you just didn't control yourself, you weren't Rois HaNolat, then you're responsible. Says the Bach, V'yafilu Yashen, D'efshar below Shena. Im he's a Chayiv and Ezekiel. The Gemara talks about if I roll over in my sleep and I break somebody's item, I'm going to be responsible, the Gemara says in Baba Kama. See here too, because that is Pshia Gemura. And then he quotes the Amshal Shlomo. The Bach is talking about it in the context of a wedding. Bach is of a wedding. But Lachara would be the same thing. Says the Amshal Shlomo also in Baba Kama. Shechayev l'shalim ki adam mur v'olam. V'av shemavur be'eravin. Sheshech ruso shalot. They all quote this Gemara. They say you can't take it literally. Hainu shepater midine shamayim aloso ha'avon. Midine Shamayim. Kadosh Baruch Hu will say you're in that state, and Kadosh Baruch Hu knows whether it was your fault or not, getting into the situation. Achayev l'shalim es nizakav, v'chiyuvo mashalo atza barucha v'shikir asfal v'shageya. And look what the Amshal Shlomo continues to say. He says, if you don't say this, then lo shavakta chayim l'kol chay. Meaning what? Let's say I'm upset at a person, and I want to be mazik them, but I know I can't be mazik them because, you know, I can't, you know, it's not right. So I'll get myself stone drunk, and then I'll go be mazik them. So what, you're going to tell me I'm putter? So, but then the others ask, but no, that's not true, because when you're in that state, you're not going to be able to tell who you're mazik, the people who you want to be mazik or not, if you're really in the state of Shechruz HaShalot. But either way, lo maisa, the Bach, the Amshal Shlomo, and others say one would be responsible in this case. One shouldn't just take it as a heter of, you know, somebody could do whatever they want. Okay, let's continue. Two dots. Says the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Chanina. Again, Amar Aleph today is a Shas Amar Aleph. Again, I'm sorry, I probably shouldn't say that based on yesterday's Gemara. Yesterday's Gemara says that one shouldn't rate different dafim, different, but many say that just means that on the negative side. You can say something is amazing, you just can't say something is not amazing. Right? So we can do it. Right? This is a Shas Amar Aleph. Amar Rabbi Chanina. Says the Gemara, Kala mefik magain b'shas gaiva. A little more about shechrus. If somebody is mefik magain, what does mefik magain mean? Magain is from the word magain Avraham. So magain refers to tefillah. Maybe tefillah protects us and defends us. That's why it's also called magain. So anyone who is mefik, here Rabbi Chanina says mefik means passes by. Somebody who is not in a state able to daven, so they don't daven because of that. I don't have the problem, I'm not in the proper state that I could daven. So call mefik magen b'shas gaiva at a time of gaiva, which Rashi says means shechrus, sogrin v'chos min saras ba'ado. Then saras are closed up from him. Meaning, if he has such proper intentions that when he's in a state of he drank something, he does not feel he could daven properly, so then it's a good thing. Shene'emar ga'ava afike maginim ga'ava. Which we said means in terms of state of drinking. Afike maginim, so he passes over magain davening. Sagur chosam tsar, right? Closed up would beat tsaris. That's what we dash in the pasuk. My mashu dahai afik lishta da avurehu. How do you know the lashon of afik means to pass over and to not fulfill? Dechziv achai bagdu kemo nachal ka afik nechalim ya avoru. Like a river going out and passing by ya avoru. Fine. That's the first understanding, Rabbi Chanina. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, kol she'eno mafik itmar. It shouldn't be called a mafik, kol she'eno mafik, but he basically is saying the same thing. He's just saying mafik means the opposite. Mafik means to reveal, and eno mafik means anybody doesn't reveal, meaning he doesn't reveal the davening. If he doesn't daven, it's a good thing. So my mashu, they basically say the same thing, just different translation of the words. My mashba dahai mafik lishna digilu yehu. Where do you see the lashon of mafik is lashon of revealing, of being open? Dechziv, because the pasuk says vayirau afike mayim. It was afike mayim became revealed. Vayigalu mostos tevel. Right, describing right briyas olam according to some. Right, it was revealed. So therefore, that's where you see the lashon. So both Rabbi Chanina and Rabbi Yochanan are basically saying the same thing. Michti, so says the Gemara. Michti, cry, mashba, bein lamar, bein lamar. The psukim, the pasuk could be interpreted either way. My benai, was there an afkamina between Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Chanina? And so they're both basically saying that if somebody has wine and they're in a state that they shouldn't drink because it's not covered to drink, they don't shouldn't daven, and it's a good thing, and they'll get schar for it. So you can be now, you do Rav Sheshes. Maybe an afkamina is Rav Sheshes. Rav Sheshes, Masar Shin Se L'Shame, Rav Sheshes told his shamish, I'm going to take a little nap, and then wake me in a few minutes, and that could cover. That could, you know, sleep helps remove the effects of the wine. So, says the Gemara, and we had earlier, is it, does it help, does it not help? Maybe it helps for a certain amount of wine, not other amounts of wine. Maybe some wine that makes it worse. That's what we had on Amid Beis on yesterday's daf. So, Mar is Leder of Sheshes, Mar is Leder of Sheshes. So, one opinion would agree to Rav Sheshes, and one opinion would not agree to Rav Sheshes. That's what Rashi says. Rashi says, according to Rabbi Chanina, who says you have to let it pass by, he does not hold like Rav Sheshes. Not good enough. You have to wait longer. According to Rabbi Yochanan, you know, he would say to wait a little, he would say sleep would be okay. Period. What's the godless of, if somebody's a little drunk and they don't daven, tsaris are closed up. No, it's like unbelievable. I mean, it's a good thing to have covered for tefillah, but what's the symbolism? It says the Ben Yoyada. Ben Yoyada, the Ben Ishchai. Says the Ben Yoyada. Klal Yisrael, as we know, we daven without intermediaries. We speak straight to God. Baruch atah Hashem. We talk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We don't daven with any intermediaries. Anachnu Beis Yisrael Mespan Lofi HaKadosh Baruch Hu Bilti Emtsai. As the Medrash says, Ein Korin L'Michael O L'Gavriel El Hashem L'Vado. We daven to God. V'lachein HaKadosh Baruch Hu is called Elokei Yisrael. Our God directly. Umos HaOlam, they daven, they don't have direct Hashgacha. Right? Only HaKadosh Baruch Hu's nation. And they daven through their sar. And that's why Hashem to them is called Elokei HaElokim. It's really Elokei HaElohim. Right? The God because the others are not. She'ino nikra Elokei HaGoyim. So they have intermediaries and we don't. Hine Yadua HaAdam. It's known when a person drinks and they start saying things that they normally would not say, they're basically talking through the intermediary of alcohol. It's not them, it is them, but they're using an intermediary. Kishashosho mistaker nasa shechar emtsai beino levein bnei adam achirim ki yesh kama dvarim sheino yachol adaber osam ba'esh sheino shikar hein machmas pachad, hein machmas busha, many things the person wouldn't say when they're drunk, but all of a sudden, you know, they use the alcohol, maybe not on purpose, but kishashosho mistaker umadaber osam, he says that. And he quotes Mishalom about this is true. So he says, that's the message. If we daven when we are in a state of shichrus, then we are denying the special way that the possibilities of davening that a Jew has. Because they're davening through an intermediary. They're davening through shichrus, which is makes a person say things that they don't normally say. If somebody controls themselves, that means I recognize that I need to speak directly to God, to Hashem, and therefore I don't want to daven in this state. Because now I have a hefsek. I have something in between. So I control myself and wait to daven until the time that I know that there is nothing and nobody in between. Nimsa, haschar, hashechar, darko li osirsur ve'emsa'i, bein ha'adam ha'shoseh usol ve'en ha'chirim, sh'al yado yidaber kol dram sh'yirtza l'daber, v'lochein kol bar Yisrael ha'mispal ha'fei HaKadosh Baruch Hu ha'sa tefila, bilti emsa'i, im yanizar sh'lo yispalel b'yosar shikar, sh'lo yanir sh'mispal ha'dei emsa'i, nimsa hu mechabit ha'sa tefila, sh'nazar Hashem Yisrael l'Yisrael, rishus ba. That's one of the pshatim that he has. This relates to the sugi that we discussed Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur time in terms of davening to angels, machnisei rachamim, and those other piyutim and tfilos, yud gimel midos. Again, most say that we're still not davening to them. And we're not, you know, even if there's a Rashi in Masechet Sanhedrin and in Shabbos that seems to say both Rashis, that we ask them to help bring our tfilos close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So, but either way, this is an important Ben Yehoyada, the godless of somebody who controls themselves. The best thing to do is not to be in that state and just daven straight to Hashem and not to have to worry about it. But either way, this is the Gemara. Okay, we continue. Amar Rav Chiya Bar Ashi Amar Rav Kol She'en Daito Miyusheves Alav Al Yispalo. A person, now we're expanding expanding not only we've spoken about drinking now, and now we've expanded any situation without proper kavana. If somebody doesn't have his da'as, is not miyushav, he shouldn't daven. Shenemar batsar al yoreh. As it says, batsar al yoreh. So let's first talk about the content of this, and then we'll talk about the, let's go first straight. The pasuk says, Shenemar batsar al yoreh. If you see, there's no little circle. Where's this pasuk? Batsar al yoreh. Says Rashi. But dakti achar mikra zeh ve'ena b'chalak suvim. Rashi says, I checked the computer and it doesn't appear anywhere. There's no such pasuk. V'shema b'sefer ben sirahu. Maybe it's in ben sira. Ben sira is one of the apocrypha, one of the svarim chitzonim. Rashi doesn't even say it's there. Rashi probably, did he have a ben sira? Look, he had a ben sira. Maybe he didn't want to waste his time checking the whole ben sira. I'll check all of Tanakh to look for the pasuk. Wasn't there. Maybe it's in Bet Sira. Why does he say maybe? Because there are other Gemaras. In Sanhedrin and elsewhere, the pasuk says, Dichsiv. The Gemara would quote a pasuk in Bet Sira. Dichsiv. That is Svarim Chitzonim. Doesn't the Gemara say, the Mishnah in the last paragraph of Sanhedrin, that anybody who learns Svarim Chitzonim, Ein Lam Chelek Olam Haba? It's pretty severe. How could the Gemara quote Bet Sira? Says the Ritva. The Ritva in Baba Basra. Say the Ritva in Baba Basra on Daf Tzadik Ches, the Afal Pisha Karuhu Bisanhedrin Svarim Chitzonim. I think one of the also quotes this, a verse in Ben Sira. Shamina Mehacha Shalo Asru Sham El Lazos Mimena Keva. Aval Ra'ui Lahagospo Beitos Lomo Mimeno Chachmo Musr. Mashenke Besifri Mina Mamish. Meaning, you shouldn't have Ben Sira Yomi, right? But on a Shabbos afternoon, after I did the parsha, I'm relaxing on the couch, I want to learn some wisdom, I can open up a Ben Sira. Right? That's the Ritva right here. Hidafka says, you shouldn't have it Keva. Shouldn't have Ben Sira Yomi. But, otherwise, one can learn from Ben Sira as well. Right? There are some fascinating stories about Ben Sira. The Bach in Hilchus Nida talks about Ben Sira. Why? Where's the Bach? It's quoted by his son-in-law, the Taz. Taz quotes it, and people know it from the Taz on Shulchan Aruch, but it's the Bach. The Bach quotes it in Kuf Tzadik Hei, where the Halacha, what is this doing in Hilchus Nida? Because the Shulchan Aruch and the Poskim talk about a husband and a wife. The Halacha is that a wife is allowed to sit on a husband's bed while she is a Nida, but the husband is only allowed to sit on his wife's bed when she is not there. The wife can even sit on the husband's bed when he is there. The husband can never lie on the wife's bed even when she's not there, and can only sit on the wife's bed when she's not there. Fine. That's the context of the halachas of Hilchos Nida. So on that tour, the Bach quotes a Hago Smak from Avinu Perich. Isha Nida Yechol Lishkava Sadine Baila. V'nisharas b'sadinim sheshach v'lemish acher. The Rabbeinu Peretz quotes a person who says that a wife could sit on her husband's bed while she's a nida, but she shouldn't sit on a different man's bed. Pen tisaber mishichva zera shel acher. Because maybe she'll become pregnant from any shichva zera that was on the bed. What do you mean? But what about on the husband's bed? Can she become pregnant when she's a nida from the husband's bed? From the husband's shichva zera? Via Vlad ben Anida. And the Rabbeinu Peretz answered, don't worry about it. There's never a pagam, this is an amazing line, there's never a pagam in a child if there was no bias isser. That's the smack. Right? Kivach inkan bias isser, havlad kasha lagamre, afilu tesaber mishech vazer shal acher. Ki, after all, ben sira kasharaya, and we all know the story, ben sira was nisaber bambati. Ben sira's mother went to the bathhouse, and she sat down, and she became pregnant from the shech vazer of somebody else, who had been in the bathhouse beforehand. So they're ready. The poskim say maybe we can understand it a little more. A bathhouse is a hot, warm environment. Maybe you could keep it alive on a bed. Nothing to talk about, right? It's very tzarachin exactly what they're referring to. And the other poskim say there's nothing to talk about. Maybe it's not really a chashash ibor, but a chashash snius. But either way, Ben Sira is known as the one whose mother was Nisaber, became pregnant Ba'ambati. But that's a very important line, Lamaisa. We think, what does it have to do with me? Rav Moshe uses this line in terms of artificial insemination. Rav Moshe says, what if a married woman was impregnated with the sperm of another man? Is that a mamzer? Rav Moshe says, there's never a mamzeris with Bial Pia Sisser. That's Rav Moshe's chid based on this. One of the earliest sources. There's every, you need to be a sisser. There's no mom's yours without be a sisser. Even though a married woman, doesn't matter. There's no be a sister. There's no mom's heiress. That's a crucial line, but that's Ben Sira. Ben Sira is discussed, in that context. Okay, we continue. Says the Gemara. So again, what we quoted is line from Ben Sira that if somebody is daz, is not yushav on him, he should not daven. Rabbi Chanina, b'yoma derasach, on a day there, Rabbi Chanina got angry. Lo matzli. He never davened that day. Amar b'tzar al yoreksif. Also quotes the pasuk again in Ben Sira. Mar ukva b'yoma deshusa. Mar ukva on a day that the southern wind was blowing. Lo havi nafik lebedina. He wouldn't don. He wouldn't act as a judge. Because also, he didn't have perfect serenity of mind. Right? Then, and comparing davening and being a judge. Amar Nachman bar Yitzchak, it's interesting. The word for, I just thought of this now, to daven is lehispalel. What is that? What is that word? What does palel mean? Palel means to judge. Right? It says, pasagah by Pinchas. And lehispalel is to self-judge, Rav Hirsch points out. To self-judge, to look inside myself and to make sure I recognize and I still remember Rafeinu Hashem and Rafe and V'chulu V'chulu. We mentioned that in the past. So judgment and davening here are put together in terms of both needing a certain type of yeshiva das. Amar Nachman bar Yitzchak, Hilchasa Bayit Silusa Kiyoma De'Issana. You need to daven, you need like a day of total tranquility. That's what you need for davening. Amar Abaya, I Amar Li'ein Karav Kutcha, Lo Tanoi. Abaya says, you know, if my mother used to ask me, right, the one who took care of me, not his real mother, but his, the one who took care of me, used to tell me, ask me to do an errand for her. Kariv kutcha. So lo tanoi. I wasn't able to learn as I did on other days. Meaning my mind, this was Abaya. Doesn't say that he didn't do it. Doesn't say that he didn't do it. Because if your mother asks you something or somebody says, you gotta do it. Keep it up the aim. Right? Talmud Torah is not docha mitzvahs that you have to do. So, but it's natural. It's natural that if somebody's involved in anything else throughout the day, besides davening, besides learning, it's going to affect them. Amar Rava, ikaratzdon kina lo tanoi. If I ever got bitten by a louse, you know, I could also, it took my mind off things and I couldn't daven properly. Marbury de Ravina, avdala ime zayin manili zayin yomi. Marbury de Ravina's mother made him a different shirt for every day of the week. So there were no kinim on the shirt and there wasn't any, period, and there wasn't any distractions. Period. You're there, Reish Memvav. But before we look at that Shulchan Aruch, there is an important Shulchan Aruch that basically we should chazen the Shulchan Aruch probably every couple of days. Every couple of days, this Shulchan Aruch should be on our mind. Simin Tzadi Ches. Tzadi Ches. Tzach is pure and fine. Tzach in Shulchan Aruch is the simin about Kavana. Simon about Kavanah and Davening. Hamis Palel, Tzarech Sheyachavein, Belibo. What? What does our Kavanah have to be? Rav Chaim Volozhin talks about the Shulchan Aruch. Our Kavanah when we daven has to be, we have to think about the esoteric elements and the effects in Shemayim. No. You know what the ultimate level of Kavanah is, says the Shulchan Aruch? Knowing what the words mean. That is the ultimate Pirish Kavanah. Hamis Palel, Tzarech Sheyachavein, Belibo, Pirish Hamilo, Shemotzi Besvasav. V'yachshov Ki'ilu Shechina Kenegdo. Think that I'm standing in front of God. V'yasir kala machshavos hatardos oso achete tisha'er machshavaso v'kavanaso zaka b'tfilaso. And think that I'm standing in front of a king and I don't have, and all of my other kavanas are try to get out. V'kachay osam chasidim anshei maisa shayim mizbodedim u'machavnim b'tfilasam achayim agim lis pashtus hakashmiyas v'chulu. They focus before davening. Right, this is the message of sitting 2 minutes before davening. Right, we don't do Shah Achas, right, we don't live in that reality. But at least, and it makes an unbelievable difference to come to davening 2 minutes before davening starts and just to sit there and to think about what I'm going to do. That's what I have to do. And this is what the Shulchan Aruch talks about, all of the statements of our Gemara. Lo yispal b'makam sheish davar shemavad l'kavanaso, v'lo b'shah shemavad l'kavanaso. Don't daven for 3 days after you took a trip. This is the whole Shulchan Aruch. But the Shulchan Aruch then says, after all of this, you have to try to have proper kavana. V'yachshav, ein anu disharin b'chol zeh. All of these halachas about not davening in certain states. So, the southern wind is blowing today. I'm not going to daven. None of that applies today. Because we're not on the level anyway, where even if the northern wind was blowing, it's not that we have so much kavana. And then he goes tefila b'makom karbon, and you can't have pigol in your karbon. It's an unbelievable shulchan aruch. If somebody hasn't read it in a while, please. Simin Sadiches, it'll take you 5 minutes. Really, we should probably photos that and then put it into the front of our sitter. That's what we should do. This is there are fridge Rambams, there are sitter Shulchan Aruchs. So this Shulchan Aruch really should be in the front of all of our siddurim. Right? Many put the Yeres HaRamban, but that's nothing to do with davening. That has to do with all day. So we should put that Shulchan Aruch in Simin Sadiches. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara. Amar Rav Yehuda Lo Ivri Leila El Lashinsa. Nighttime was created for sleep. That's what the Gemara says. So one might take this out of context. Tosfos says, Kimo, one line Tosfos, Kimo Leili Tkufas Tamuz. No, I'm talking about the summer months when you have very short nights. That's what it means here. It means you gotta sleep a little bit. So, in the summer months when the short nights, so then one has to, sleep during that time. Amar Shimon Lakish, Lo Ivri Sihara El Lagirsa. Sihara also might mean nighttime. Literally, it means moonlight. Moonlight was created for learning. Why did God give any light at night? Why did he create light? One could extend this. Why did he create candles? Why did he create electricity? Why is there light? HaKadosh Baruch Hu could have created the world at night as choshech. Why? So that we can learn. That we can learn at night. And there's the Rambam that we've mentioned many times. The Rambam says that the greatest secrets of Torah are revealed at night. And he continues a whole halacha in the end of Parak Gimel in Hilchos Talmud Torah about nighttime. The Shulchan Aruch quotes in Hilchos Talmud Torah. I'm not going to read it to save time, but the Shulchan Aruch in Simin Reish Mem Vav Sif Chaf Gimel quotes this Rambam, and the Shach on that Shulchan Aruch says, especially we have to be careful in the winter months. It's a special matana. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us longer nighttime. Longer nighttime means longer time when secrets of Torah are revealed. And therefore, we have to make sure that we do our best to capitalize on that matana. Okay, we continue. Says the Gemara, so we have the statement of Rav Yehuda and Rav Shmish Lakish. Amri Leil Rav Zera, Mechadin Shmaitzech. They say to Rav Zera, wow, you are sharp today. Amar Lahu, Diyamami Ninu. That's my Torah from the day. So he is emphasizing that even daytime learning and nighttime learning, but each one emphasized another element. Amr Leil Barti to Rav Chizda, Rav Chizda. To come to the daf today for this line, Dayenu. Rav Chizda's daughter said to him, Lo boy bar main and perta, dad, don't you want to take a little rest? You're always learning. Just take a little rest, please. To do all of Masechas Erevin for this line. Amar Leh, Rav Chizda answers his daughter, Hashta Asiyome, there are days that are coming soon, honey. Don't worry about it. Da'arichi, that will be very long, plenty of time to sleep. Vikatini, and very short, not too long to do mitzvos. V'neinim tuva, I'll sleep plenty then. Meaning, there'll be a time in 120 years that we'll have plenty of time to sleep. Now's not the time to sleep, Rav Chizda told his daughter. They say that Vilna Gaon once saw his sister after 5 years. He came to visit him. So he sat with her for 5 minutes, you know, talked to her, how's everything going? And he's like, okay, I'm going back to my learning. And they said, what? It's your sister. Okay, we're not on this level, but it's your sister. She says, I'll have plenty of time, lust of love, to speak to my sister. Right now, I got other things to do. So again, we have to know we're not on the level of the grow. We're not supposed to be rude. But the message is, there'll be plenty of time. Right? The days are coming that'll be long and short. Long for sleeping and short for doing mitzvahs. That's what Rav Chizda answered his daughter. Amar Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak, Anan Poali Dimama Anan. We're day workers. We're day laborers, says Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak. Right? The Besul Sisharim quotes this in Perek Tes, where he says, every day we have a job to do. We're day laborers. And therefore, there can't be a day that goes by where we don't do what we have to do. Rav Achar bar Yaakov, Yosef Upara. Rav Achar bar Yaakov used to borrow and pay back. What does that mean? If I ever borrow something from somebody, I have to pay it back. Rav Acha bar Yaakov says he used to borrow time and pay back. What does that mean? Right? Says the Me'iri right here. The Me'iri right here on today's daf says, you have to do something yomi. You gotta do something and set a seder every single day, whatever it is. And if you ever miss it, you gotta make it up that night. Even though the night is really halachically the next day, right? It doesn't matter. He doesn't say this, but I'll add this. By kachim, the Lila goes after the yom previously. Right? So it's really the same day. This the you don't believe me? The Me'iri says, Shehe masna ba'atzmo lilbon cheshbon halachos, o cheshbon prakim, o cheshbon mesechtes, im la yom, im la shavua, o im la chodesh, im la shana. Gotta have a tochnit. The ikoshet sarach lefamim lefia hechrich, levatel ula chaser, mimasha hisna, yishalim, yom haba, bishavua haba. You gotta make it up. Can't just say, I missed it. No! What happens? And he says, so I saw some of the tour says it. The tour, I'm sorry, there's so much here, I'm sorry, I can't stop. Says the tour. The tour says, in Simin Reish Lamaches, in Arachayim, he goes to the Gemara, he says, right, he paid it back right away. Again, there's a lot more. Some Achronim say, what if I ever forget to eat? What? So what if I fast one day? Yeah, I'll skip eating today. Don't worry about it. No, the next day you eat double. Right? You eat more. So what, your neshama is starving, I'm fasting, oh, it's okay, I'll just skip it. No, we don't skip it, it's the same thing with our neshamas. Okay, says the Gemara, Amar Rav Elazar, Habomin Anderech, that's what the Rav, if you want to look up, the Chavetz Chaim talks about that mashal that I just gave, about the learning in Shar HaTorah, in Shemir HaSalashim, Paragimel, Vayter, Amar Rav Elazar, Habomin Anderech, Al Yispalel Shlosha Yamin. After you've traveled, right, you don't daven for 3 days, we mentioned, the Rambam quotes us the halacha, but we don't hold this way. Shneamar v'ekvetzema al nar haba el achava v'nachna sham yamim shlosha. Ezra says we waited 3 days. V'yavina ba'am v'chulo, and only after that they had bina after 3 days. Avu ad Shmuel ki yasi bo'ur chalo masli tlasa yomi. The father Shmuel also didn't daven for 3 days after he traveled. Shmuel lo masli bebeisa d'espe shichra. Shmuel didn't daven in a house which there was the aroma of some type of drink, because he couldn't have proper kavana. Rav Papa Lamasli Mebeisa Dispe Harsana. He wouldn't daven in a place where there was fish brine. Also, because it smelled and he couldn't have proper kavana. Amar Bichanina. Kalam Espada Beyeno Yeshba Midas Kona. Anybody who could drink a little wine or even smell the aromatic elements of the wine and be calmed, it's similar to what happens to Hashem. Kavi Yochel. Shenemar Vayorach Hashem as Reach Nichoach Bechulu. Hashem smells the Reach Nichoach and he gets certain Shabbos HaNefesh, Kaviyachol. So to a person who gets a little Shabbos HaNefesh from a little intake. We discussed Reach Nichoach a couple of weeks ago in the Parsha Shir. All Karbanos besides Karban Pesach are called Reach Nichoach. Amar Bichia called Misyashev Yeno. Anyone who's Misyashev, the Me'iri says, somebody who drinks wine L'Shem Shamayim. That's what Misyashev here means. And he brings it properly, so then Yesh Bo Das Ayin Zakenim. He has Da'as of the 70 elders. Why? Famous Yayin Nitan Ba'ayin Osios. The Gematria of Yayin is 70. Visod Nitan Ba'ayin Osios. The Gematria of Sod, which are secrets, is 70. Nichnas Yayin Yatsa Sod. Wine goes in, and sodos go out. So the Klayaka writes, maybe there's another reason why right after Aaron's sons died, he got the parsha of Shtuya Yayin. So one is that because they were Shtuya Yayin. But others say, Aaron, usually Avilim drink a little bit to relax a little bit. You don't drink. I don't want anything coming out. I don't want sodos coming out, you know, so that's why you shouldn't drink. Related to that, Amar Rav Chanan, Lo Nivra Yayin Ba'olam Hazeh, wine is to comfort mourners, to make them feel a little better, or to give schar to rishayim. Yeah, have a drink now, because lasa lavo, nothing. Shneamar tnu shechar lo oved, to those who are lost. Amar Rav Chanan bar Papa, kol she'ein yayin nishbach b'tok beso kamayim, ena b'chal bracha. Wow, right, hashkacha, this is, Gemara is being done on a Sunday. Any house which doesn't have wine poured like water, there's no bracha in that house. The Rama quotes this Gemara, by Hilchos Havdalah. This is why we're supposed to pour out, right, spill over the cup, because wine poured out is brings bracha. Shneamar, where do you know that from? Uberachas lach v'cha v'esvimecha. You should have your bread and your water, right, blessed. This is the context of Meiser. Malachem shenika b'kesa Meiser. Just like you could buy bread with Meiser money, Meiser sheni money in Yerushalayim. Av mayim shenika b'kesa Meiser. The water. Water? You can't buy water. We had that earlier. We had that earlier. In the beginning of the parak of Bachoma Arvin. So what does water here mean? My new yayin, the kakari le mayim, but it's called water. So you see, right, wine and water. So in Nishbach Mabeso Kamayim Ika Bracha. So if it's called water, meaning if it spills in the house and it's Kamayim, then there's Bracha. Velo, low. And if not, not. Period. There's a important Taz in Hilchas Havdalah, where the Taz wanders on the Ramah. What's the Ramah talking about? I'm supposed to just do Baal Tashchis. I'm supposed to pour out wine. That's what it sounds like from the Ramah. You just pour out wine by Havdalah. So the Taz says no. It just means to fill it up to the tippy top, and it overflows a little bit. That's all. Aye, what does Nishbach Kamayim mean? No, that Gemara means something else, says the Taz. It means that if somebody in my house spills wine, I don't get angry. And I treat it as if, even though it was my fanciest wine that I had, I treat it as if water spilled. Or it's going to get the floor all sticky, and usually that's what happens. 3 minutes into Shabbos, you just wash the floor, that's when, you know, the apple juice is all over the floor. Right? Oh, great, wonderful. So, that's this Gemara. If I don't get angry and I treat it like as if water spilled, that's the house that's Bechlal Bracha. If there's no Ka'as in the house, that's the beautiful Taz in Hilchos Havdalah Simin Reish Tzadi Vav. If you want to look up the Taz, it's right there on that Ramah. So the Taz says, I don't think you should spill anything out. Maybe overflow it a little bit. But the message of the Gemara is about Ka'as. Amar Rabbi Eloi, Bishlosh Dvarim Adam Nikar. In three ways a person is Nikar. Bikoso, Ubikiso, Bikaso. It's a lot of famous things, famous chazals on this Samach Hay and Erevin. Person can be told Bikoso in what he says when he is a little open and loose. With his wine, Bikiso, how he is in business, meaning is he honest, literally his pocket, Ubikaso, and his anger, does he get angry, what he acts like when he's angry, Va'amile afisachako, and some say also, what does sachako mean, meaning, does he laugh uncontrollably, and is he inappropriate, others say that, does he have a little sense of humor? He's got to have a little sense of humor, but is it an appropriate sense of humor? Right? All of these could be within this line. Okay? And the Marsha, as the Marsha says, I know a few, at least three Marshas in Shas, probably more. The Marsha always likes, whenever you have threes, he connects it to Ben Adam LaChavero, Ben Adam LaMakom, Ben Adam LaAtzmo. The three areas where a person is seen. Right? But Koso, with his drink, is the Ben Adam La... I think I have to look at it. Ben Adam LaMakom is Picasso, because that's Avodah Zarah. Ben Adam LaChavero is Bikiso. Ben Adam LaAtzmo is Bikoso, right? Because that's within himself what comes out when he drinks a little bit. Okay, let's just try to do a little more, and we'll continue. Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav. Back to Maseches Erevin. Remember we said, now we're talking about this parak started off, parak Hadar. If you have a Jew and a non-Jew living together, remember we had a Machlokes Tanaim. Rebbe Meir, the Tanakhama said, if there is one Jew living with a non-Jew, you have to be Socher Rishus. Rabbi Yaakov says, no, that's very unusual. It's very unusual, and Me'ikar Adin Diras Akim is Lo Shma Dira anyway. So it's only because of Gzeira, you know, their Nechshon Al Shvichas Damim, so it's only if you have two Jews, which is a more common case. Two Jews living with a non-Jew. Oh, so what about this case? What if you have an inner and an outer yard? The inner yard, which has to go through the outer yard to get to the street, has a Jew and non-Jew in it, and another Jew lives in the outer yard. That's the case. Am Rav Yehuda Amar Rav. Yisrael shebenachri b'pnimis, v'yisrael b'chitzona, b'maisa lefnei Rebbe v'asar, he asered, b'fei Rebbe Yechia v'asar. So who is that going according to? Yosef, Rabba Rav Yosef, b'shili pirkid Rav Sheshes. Rabba and Rav Yosef were schmoozing after Rav Sheshes' shir, v'yosef Rav Sheshes, v'ka'amar, k'man Amar Rav l'shmaitzei. Who did Rav say this? This case of Jew and non-Jew inside and Jew on the outside, who is that according to? Come on, Amar Rav l'shmaitzei, Rabbi Meir. Is this like Rabbi Meir? Because your Meir is the one that says even one person needs the Erev, and that's why it's Asur here. Because there's a Jew and non-Jew inside, and that's an Asur situation, and therefore they Asur on the outer courtyard also, because of what's called Drisas Regel. If the inner has ability and authority to walk through, they asked her. So they asked her inside, they asked her outside. Kirkish Rabba Reshe. And Rabba agreed to Rav Yosef. I'm sorry, Rabba agreed to Rav Sheshes. Amr Rav Yosef, Tre Gavri Rabba Vikurabanan, Litu Bahai Milsa. These two great rabbis made a mistake. Eek, Rabbi Meir, if you think this statement is like Rabbi Meir, Lama Li Yisrael B'chitzona. Forget the Jew on the outside. So the Iker Adin is inside, the inner one, that has Jew and non-Jew. If you want to say, no, that's just how it happened. The Habaimine may Rav. But no, they asked Rav, Pnimi Bimkomo Mahu Farmalan Mutter. No, Rav said if you just have the Jew and non-Jew on the inside, it's Mutter. It's only because you have the Jew on the outside also it's Usser. So this isn't according to Rabbi Meir. Someone says, okay, Elamai, Karbozim and Yaakov. It's like Karbozim and Yaakov, Ha Amar At Yushne Yisrael Mosun Zelze. But he says you need two Jews living together, and here you only have one Jew in each yarn. So who is this according to? Ella, third try, Rabbi Akiva. Maybe it's like Rabbi Akiva, who we had once before, we'll have it again. Rabbi Akiva holds, the Amar, Regel Hamuteres Bimkoma, Oseres Shalom Bimkoma. Rabbi Akiva holds, if a person has Drisas Regel, ability to go through my yard, even if he in his own yard is mutter to carry, if he goes through my yard and I didn't make an Erev with him, he asers my ability. So is it like Rabbi Akiva? So Lama Li Nachri, Afili Yisrael Nami, so forget the non-Jew. Just one Jew and one Jew. So Amar Avuna Breder of Yeshua, La Olam, Krab Elazar ben Yaakov, Krab Yakiva. It's like Krab Elazar ben Yaakov, meaning you need the two Jews. And it's like Krab Yakiva, who says the inner one's going to answer the outer one. The Chiddush here is the two Jews made an Erev with each other. That's why the non-Jew makes a difference. V'tayma de'ika Nachri, the Aser. That's why it's Aser here, because of the Nachri. Avaleka Nachri lo Aser. Without the non-Jew, he wouldn't Aser, because the two Jews made an Erev with each other. Just three more lines. What about the opposite case? Yisrael v'Nachri b'chitzona v'Yisrael b'pnimis. What if there's a Jew on the inside and Jew and non-Jew on the outside? Mahu, ha, sometime, mishum deshchiach. Why do we say over there, the Elazar ben Yaakov? Right, that makes the difference between one and two. Mishum deshchiach the dyer, because it's common that two Jews will live with a non-Jew, because he's shchiach, right, shchiach and shvichas damim. Demirsas nachri v'savar. But, and why does he say it even in the previous case? Because here, maybe the non-Jew is worried. The Jew who lives in the outer courtyard will at any time come into the inner courtyard looking for his friend. And if he doesn't find his friend, the guy is going to be nervous that the Jew is going to know that he did something. So that's why that's a common case. Demirsas nachri v'savar hashta asi Yisrael. The Jew is going to come. Va'amar li Yisrael dahavi gabach hecha. Where's my friend? Aval hacha. But over here, where the non-Jew is with the Jew in the outer courtyard, he's not scared. Amina le nafak vazale. Oh, he left. He went somewhere. Out. So therefore, the guy would not be worried, and therefore, it's not common that a Jew would live with a non-Jew in this situation. And therefore, there's no iser of the non-Jew asering. Al Dilma, or do we say no? Hanami Mirsas, or do we say no? He's still scared. The Savar Hashias, the Yisrael Vachazile, he'll come right now, and he'll surprise me. Amarle, Tain Lachacham V'yachkam Od. There's no difference. Your great, great question. The same halacha would apply. Rashi says, just like it's usher in the first case, it's usher in the second case. Okay, we'll have to stop here. There's more coming up, but we will stop here again. Erevin Samachay, one of those dafin that we got to take with us. Okay, we'll stop here.